Well, in the lead up to Anzac Day, you might be interested in the heritage that Christians have in the public holiday that we take to commemorate this particular very special day on our national calendar. The Reverend Professor John Moses back with us today. He's the author of a book called Anzac Day Origins, Canon DJ Garland and Trans-Tasman Commemoration. Hello, John. Welcome back to 2020.
Thank you, Neil. Yes.
John, your book was launched late last year, and so this year people are very widely interested in the foundations for what we commemorate on Anzac Day, because when we remember back to that first Anzac Day at Gallipoli, it wasn't too long after that that a special day was implemented, and there's a very special man, Canon DJ Garland, that you've written about.
Exactly, yes. He was the driving force for getting the day institutionalized as Australia's and New Zealand's National Day of Mourning for the Fallen, yes.
He was, in fact, set aside to put together the original Christian church service for the day.
Yes. Let me just say that he didn't actually serve as a chaplain at Gallipoli. He had a friend over there, another Anglican priest from Brisbane, who kept him informed about what was happening over there, and he couldn't wait to get over. And in 1917, he actually did. As a man in his early 50s, he actually went over and served for 2 years in the Middle East as a chaplain. But getting back to your question, he organized the beginning of 1916, he was elected by a public meeting, which took place in the exhibition hall out at the showgrounds in Brisbane in those days, to become the organizer of the Anzac Day Commemoration Committee, and he being a clergyman was able to, by virtue of his training, organized a kind of liturgy, what he called a secular requiem, for commemorating the fallen and the comforting of the bereaved, which is uppermost in his mind, and also in his mind and that of his committee that he selected, if you like, or enrolled. They were all ex-chaplains or church leaders in Brisbane, to render penance for the sin of war. He had this theological idea that Christianity is meant to be a peaceful religion, and that when we descend into war, it is due to human failings and failure to reconcile and implement the values of the gospel.
John, that's fascinating, remembering the foundations for what we put in place. You said remembering the fallen, comforting those who were there and served on the battlefield, but also this penance for the sin of war. Does that penance for the sin of war still exist in any of the Anzac liturgies and services that run today?
I think it would depend on who they get to speak about it. When I grew up in Atherton, North Queensland, in the 1930s, there was always a clergyman or an ex-chaplain who gave an address, and of course, the main theme in the address was the idea of greater love hath no man than this, than lay down his life for his friends. They were very theological in that respect. The idea that we should render penance for the sin of war was expressed then. I don't know that it is expressed now in the services I've attended. And I've attended a few, quite regularly out at the National War Memorial here in Canberra. It's probably a lot more politicised, I suppose, than it used to be. In Queensland, it had the most solemn service, and that was due to the efforts of Garland's committee. And Garland was on the committee all his life, and from the inception of it in 1916 until he died in 1939, he tried to keep it a solemn event, but he had opposition from the RSL. From that, they became much more influential in controlling the Anzac Day Commemoration Committee. And people probably think today that the RSL actually founded the Anzac Day ceremony, but that is far from the fact. Mm-hmm. The fact is that it was founded by the Anzac Day Commemoration Committee, which was made up largely of ex-chaplains and a few mayors and politicians. It's in Brisbane, the Premier of Queensland is still the honorary chairman of the Anzac Day Commemoration Committee.
John Moses is our guest. It's the Reverend Professor John Moses, the author of a book called Anzac Day Origins, Canon DJ Garland and Trans-Tasman Commemoration. John, stay with us. We'll continue our conversation in just a short while.